Thank you. Okay. When we played here on Thursday...
Seems a lifetime ago.
It does, yeah. Yeah. We tried to go to Notre Dame today, and there was a riot in front of Notre Dame, and they wouldn't let us into the cathedral. So, business as usual for Paris. Come to Paris, see a riot. Now, on Thursday, we played separate sets, and then we played together. And tonight, we thought what we'd do is we'll just sit here and play, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll play plain song stuff. But we're just going to play, you know, be on stage together.
It's nice to see so many of you. I'm sorry that half of you don't have a place to sit, but... It's good standing up music. Right. Suppose I should start, huh?
You're up.
Okay. That's not really true. I catch a fire, you catch a cold. I wanted love, I bet you want something mighty to be. Your paralysis, and you say let the light get in. Ah, but I just fade to black again. You say get up, and I say whoa, 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 you're wonderstruck. But I want something mighty to behold. Things you have not asked for yet, I catch a fire, you catch a cold. You wanted love, you wanted gold. But you got me, babe. Ah, but I got something mighty to behold.
Complete contrast. On Thursday, I did a song that I'd written for a film quite a few years ago. I'm going to do another song from the same film. And this was a film that required a country and western score, and that's what this comes from. This is a song called It's Not Just Stars That Fall.
Billy Ford, he worked in movies. He had a fine West Texas drawl. But just as he landed a starring role, he switched his plane to remote control. And Billy found it's not just stars that fall. Katie Lee had plans in Nashville. Her ambition clear but small. She sang a song. Record track. The man said fine, but he never called back. And Katie found it's not just stars that fall. As far as you can go and still get nowhere. Way out past that last chance saloon. The cowboys say the stars are just like cattle. They graze in herds watched over by the moon. Pack your bags and just keep walking. And if you can't walk, then crawl. 'Cause there's a better world gonna come right by, where the stars stay firmly in your sky. And you and me, we'll have good times wall to wall. My sweet thing, there'll be no more stars that fall.
I think the theme of the evening is to try and play songs that the other one doesn't know.
Yeah, all right, that's basic.
You probably know that that I lived in the USA for a long time. I lived there for 28 years, and eventually I saw the light. It wasn't difficult to see, but you have to be looking to see it. And I saw the light and I came home back to Europe, and that was 6-7 years ago now. And boy, am I glad I came back. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't really play Paris on a regular basis when I lived in Texas. Well, I did play Paris, but not Paris, France. This is one of the songs that I wrote just after I left. It's a song about one of the last shows I played before I left in Philadelphia. It's a song called Contact.
Is there anybody listening? Am I making contact? Is there anybody out there? Anyone home? Is there anybody listening? Or am I on the wrong track? Are you with me? Or am I alone? I'm working on my own. I'm a paperback writer. I'm like a rolling stone. And every town seems twice as far away from. Every day's just priceless. Just turn me up, man. Turn me up, man. Turn me up, man. Is there anybody listening? Am I making contact? Is there anybody out there? Anyone home? Is there anybody listening? Or am I on the wrong? Are you with me, or am I alone? A pretty good year. I'm feeling great tonight. It's Philadelphia. There's not a soul inside. But hell, I'm on fire. Just turn me up, man. Turn me up, man. Just turn me up, man. Is there anybody listening? Am I making contact? Is there anybody out there? Anyone home? Is there anybody listening? Or am I on the wrong track? Are you with me? Or am I alone? Anybody listening? Am I making contact? Is there anybody out there? Anyone home? Is there anybody listening? Or am I on the wrong track? Are you with me? Or am I alone? Is there anybody listening? Am I making contact? Is there anybody out there? Anyone home? Anybody listening? Or am I on the wrong track? Are you with me? Or am I alone?
Thank you. though sometimes it's got to end. Oh God, she's got regrets, and those times she sees her friends, though she tries, she can't forget. With his supersonic smile and laughter like an aeroplane running through the skies behind a cloud. When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man? Saw her man upon a stage, flying through his magic dance, while she sat there in a cage, a victim of her circumstance. And now she needs another love, a brother lying close to her. She'd love to have a taste before he goes. 'Cause when will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man? She takes her troubles on the road, suitcase memories in her hand. She takes her time, takes her load. Maybe soon she'll understand why she needs another love, a brother lying close to her. And she's got to get a taste before he goes. 'Cause when will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man? When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man again? When will Jenny get a man again?
Okay, I knew two lines on that one.
It's an improvement. Can do better.
I think I'll do something in the same key.
There you go.
I'm sure some of you here saw that movie years and years ago called Fatal Attraction. Do you remember that movie? Do you remember that scene where she's in the bathtub and he thinks he's killed her? And he leans over to see if she's still breathing, and she leaps out of the water and grabs him by the throat. Do you remember that stuff? Am I making sense? I was very impressed with that film, and decided that I wanted to try and write a song that sort of had some of that element in it, but not really quite as violent as that, and came up with this. It's called Alone Again Blues.
She slipped out of the door in her traveling shoes. She's got a man on her mind and not a minute to lose. She's so well intentioned, but barely a clue. And she just can't shake these alone again blues. Just the night before last, she awoke with a start after falling asleep by the fire in the dark. She felt something was wrong, something strange and bizarre, and she needed to stop it from tearing apart. When they met, it was brief. He was cool and so loose. She was floating on air in some other girl's shoes. And in a moment of weakness, he tried and she knew there'd be nothing to show but alone again blues. And she sang, red sky, evening, now he. And gray sky morning, now he's gone. Well, she let him walk out without even a fight, by convincing herself they were too much alike. And when he cursed her and left her, oh, it seemed only right. They'd just bitten off more than they planned in one night. Well, she broke down and cried, but it wasn't no good. And the thought of him leaving just darkened her mood. Until the rage she was feeling polluted her blood, and she could not believe how he'd misunderstood. Well, she raved and she ranted and swore it wasn't her fault. And she could not abide a man not worth his salt. It was something much deeper than pride could undo. It was poetic justice and alone again blues. And she sang, red sky, evening, now he's leaving. And gray sky morning, now he's gone. Well, she drove through the city and all over the place. She was feeling rejected, she was feeling disgrace. But she finally gave up and she parked in front of his place with this mask of bewilderment. covering her face. She's the kind of a girl he won't ever forget. She's a little mistake that he could not correct. She's fine as a keeper's, she's mercy but cool, and you just can't shake these alone again blues. Red sky evening, now he's leaving, and gray sky morning, now he's gone. It's
always a bit of a risk for me doing shows like this. I don't play very many concerts, and when I've got to sit next to Ian, who's on form, it's quite scary, really. I'm going to do this song. We have some CDs for sale over here.
I'm your friend.
This is true, and I love it. Love it all. This is one of the CDs we have for sale over here. Is a CD called New Place Now, which is a plain song CD. And we're going to do quite a few songs from it, but this one's a bit of an unexpected one. I just happen to have the words here, and I love this song. What I have to say, this is the world's only song about stamp collecting. You know that stamp collector and philatelist in French. Yeah, same in English, philatelist.
What a great word!
This song is about stamp collecting. It's called Penny Black. In England, the Penny Black was the first stamp ever introduced. And if you get a perfect Penny Black, it's worth a lot of money. Thousands and thousands of pounds.
What's a perfect Penny Black?
With any luck, this song. When the leader of the valley met the lily of the pack, the former gave the latter a letter from his sack. When the latter saw the letter, she dropped dead of a heart attack. The stamp on the letter was the fatal Penny Black. Penny Black, what's it worth? I'd come back in another birth. I'd die for it again, comes the answer from the earth. I was a stamp collector, so I knew the story well. Where stamp collectors gather, it's the one they always tell. Of the stamp Lily longed for, like a liar longs for truth. And of how it killed the lily in the flower of her youth. How the lily paid for that stamp as black as night. Through the window in the darkness, where she saw the light of the stamp the lily wanted, and how bad conditions were. How the letter was delivered, and how it delivered her. Penny Black, what's it worth? I come back in another birth. I die for it again, comes the answer from the earth. Penny Black, what's it worth? I come back in another birth. I die for it again, comes the answer from the earth.
I got half of it.
New Year's morning, 1953, and a hard rain's been pounding down on Franklin, Tennessee. But what's your name, boy? Say now, is that a fact? Well, you know you've got no business in your daddy's Cadillac. And you know you've got no business in that mansion on the hill. 'Cause you're not your daddy, boy, and you know you never will be. He was funk and fire, yeah. Funk and fire, pure. Funk and fire, but he's gone. Just imagine, if you will, there's a wild man dressed in velvet like a fool on a hill, with no expectations, not a moment too soon. We were all along that watchtower. Who did you talk to? Tell me, how much did you hear? You know they say if you remember, it just proves you were not there. With all that funk and fire, yeah. Funk and fire, solid. Funk and fire, but it's gone. San Francisco, confusion by the bay. We're picking up resistance from 3,000 miles away. She said, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? She said, Lord, Lord, stand by me while I lose this innocence. And she said, I can't see my future, I despise my past, and I'm watching her crumble through my magnifying glass. With all that funk and fire, yeah, funk and fire pure, funk and fire, but it's gone. Funk and fire, solid. Funk and fire, pure. Funk and fire, man, it's gone, gone, gone. With the wind, with the wind, with the wind. All that funk and it's gone, 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 gone. Oh, it's gone. Yeah, yeah.
The idea.
Yeah. Okay, this is a few years ago now. Ian and I did an EP, just a little short CD with six songs on, and this song was the lead off track, and it's just a, we'll see if we can do it.
Do I know this?
Our Way to Four. Can you do that?
I can try my best.
I can't ask any more than that. No. I put new strings on because I'm a professional in there.
And I didn't because I'm not.
Summer's day, and I remember walking up to you, and I remember my face went red, and I remember before we met,
sitting next to you. And I remember pretending I wasn't in love with you. Oh no. So try and try, even if it lasts an hour, with all our might, we'll try and make it ours, 'cause we're on our way. We're on our way. Songs you sang. I remember the way you look tonight. And I remember the way you made me feel. So try and try, even if it lasts an hour. With all our might, we'll try to make it ours, 'cause we're on our way. We're on our way to fall in love. Try and try, even if it lasts an hour. With all our might, we'll try to make it ours. We're on our way. We're on our way to fall in love. To fall in love. To fall in love. Fall in love.
Took this band-aid. What do you call a band-aid? I thought that was a fish. Well, I just took this fish off my finger and it's now my fingers are sticking together. It's not a good sign.
Bad news in the land of dreams, they're putting down a fire. He called himself the Son of God, they said that man's a liar. They said, how can any son of heaven harbor such desires? We think you're just a lamb in armor, yeah. bad news in the house of love. They took away her son. She said, I know my rights. They said, what is done is done. You want to call yourself a rightful mother? Pull the other one. We think you're just a lamb in armor, yeah. You fret about the world today, the price of love, the disarray. And stop me if I'm starting to alarm. Fall apart and lose your spot. You reinvent the what is not God. Take me back to Camelot. I was a lamb in armor. There's bad news at the wishing tree. They're making quite a fuss. The answer's at their fingertips if they learn to adjust. But they say it looks like peace on paper, and that's good enough for us. You see, he's just a lamb in armor, yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
That's you.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's you too.
Mm-mm-mm. Bad news on the highway, they're digging up the bones. He found himself a sweet thing, maybe 20, 21. Well, they said she'd got it coming when she let him drive her home. They said she's just a lamb in armor, yeah. You fret about the world today, the price of love, the disarray, and stop me if I'm starting to alarm you. You fall apart and lose your spot. You reinvent the what is not God. Take me back to Camelot. I was a lamb in armor. Bad news in the making, there's bad news on the wind. There's bad news from as far away as I have ever been. There's bad news in my kitchen, man, there's bad news in my bed. There's bad news wrapped around that stuff they drum into your head. You know there's bad news at the Casbah, bad news underground. You just give a dog a bad name, and you wanna shoot him down. It's nothing but bad news. Nothing but bad, bad news. Nothing but bad, bad, bad news. Bad
many things to thank Ian for. Being here is one of them. We did an American tour in 1971, and when we played Los Angeles, we stayed in a motel called Sandy Koufax Tropicana, which is...
I remember, that's not there anymore.
No. It was such a cool place. It was unbelievable. We stayed there because it was really cheap. It had a swimming pool, but it had no water in it because there'd been an earthquake, and the earthquake had cracked the swimming pool, and all the water had gone through the crack, and there was just nothing left. And Tom Waits ended up living there for quite some time.
We stayed there because it was really cool, but it happened to be cheap as well.
Yeah, it was cheap, cool, and falling apart. It had no air conditioning in it. It had a lot. But there were some notable things happened. One day I ran into Don Everly in the Dukes, you know, the little place on the corner.
It had a little cafe underneath.
A little cafe place, and there was one of the Everly brothers, which in 1971 was pretty cool because I'd never met an Everly brother. And the other thing was, I talked to the guy. I mean, I'm saying this because France understands about classic film in a way that England doesn't, for sure. And the guy on the desk in the Tropicana introduced me to one of the Three Stooges. Right, the one with the fringe, with the hair, Mo Howard. He introduced me. They were friends. They used to play like Pinochle together in the evening or something. And there was Mo Howard, and he introduced me to Mo from the Three Stooges. And he looked just like Mo from the Three Stooges, only his hair was grey. Fantastic.
Did he make that silly noise?
Probably. I don't remember the silly noise. I mean it's just a brief encounter, but I was so thrilled. Anyway, this song I wrote in the Tropicana, that's the whole part. It's got nothing to do with the Three Stooges or anything else. It's just a little love song. Understanding, I can work it out for myself. But I've got all the help I need in a bottle on the shelf. The very first time I met you, you gave my world a shove. When you drank the best part of a bottle of wine, and I OD'd on love, I OD'd on love. Nothing I can say, you're taking my breath away. Loving you the way I do, I'll be back with you someday. In an LA summer evening, I heard your sleepy elfin voice. I'd go right back to the Tropicana if I only had the choice. Maybe you don't remember, there's no need for alarm. I only watched the late night film while you went to sleep in my arms. Went to sleep in my arms. And there's nothing I can say, you take my breath away. But loving you the way I do, I'll be back with you someday. With you someday. Good times and working sometimes rough, but one of these days when my life is over, there'll be good times soon enough. Good times soon enough. And there's nothing I can do except sit around and think of you and hope that in your neck of the woods you're feeling the same way too. And there's nothing I can say, you've taken my breath away, but loving you the way I do, then we'll be back with you someday.
This is a song that's loosely based on the most hated man in the world.
His eyes are blue as Wedgwood, and his blood runs dark as ink. The
world lies at his feet, 'cause his skin is soft and pink. His home is on the west side, behind sea and eyes and lights, and he makes me feel uneasy being white. And he says his word is just as good as money in the bank that he makes from selling armored shells for Terminator tanks. On Sunday he's crusading on behalf of human rights, and he makes me feel uneasy to be white. To be white, to be white. It won't guarantee you God is on your side. To be wise, to be wise. Man, he makes me feel uneasy to be wise. His head is like a racetrack, he's always changing gears. He claims he's open-minded, just can't abide them queers. Says it's folks like him that help to keep things clean and watertight, but he makes me feel uneasy to be white. And he still denies the 60s was the dawning of an age. Instead he mourns the good old days when whippings were the rage. And he's not afraid to tell you he thinks Stalin got it right. And he makes me feel uneasy to be white. To be white, to be white. You don't guarantee your God walks by your side. To be white, to be white. Man, he makes me feel uneasy to be white. He's always advocating equal opportunities. Still he thinks the hood and firebrand are the tools for being free. He manipulates his taxes, and he owns my copyrights, and he makes me feel uneasy to be white. Well, there's questions left unanswered, stacked like pigeons on a roof. There's 50,000 shades of doubt along the road to truth. There's karma and there's destiny, there's standing in the light. I see truth and there's temptation just to whet your appetites. And if he is just a little taste of good old wrong from right, then my God, what were you thinking when you chose to make me white? He chose to make me white. Make me white. You chose to make me white. What do you think? A couple more?
Yeah. Do one, you finish out. How's that?
I think, yeah, sure. I think Andy, a couple of songs ago, began to tell you that we did bring a little bit of music with us if anybody is interested in taking a piece of us home with them. We have a couple of Plain Song albums, and Andy has, in my opinion, Andy's best solo album was one called The Great Stampede, and for a long, long time it was...
Yeah.
Completely unavailable. In fact, it was completely unavailable the day it was released.
It's the truth.
The day it was released, they announced that there was a vinyl shortage. And how many did they press?
Well, they said they pressed 1,500, but significantly, the album, the original version of this, I have never been asked to sign it, about maybe twice in 30 years, you know. I mean, other stuff, you get piles of it, but it's never there. It just nobody bought it. Well, it wasn't available. I mean, in fairness, it was just disappeared.
And now he has it on CD.
Yep.
Finally
it's
on
CD.
There,
so it's good.
Wonderful album.
I'm very pleased. I'd be more pleased if I get this sucker in tune. I'd use two capos here on this song, which gives me twice the chance to be out of tune.
If anyone is interested, I have this DVD called O Solo Mio, and that's exactly what it is. It's O Solo Mio, and it also comes with a bonus CD that is actually Andy and I playing a concert many years ago, just outside Brussels, the Brusella Festival. We played a set there, and magically it was recorded on with a 24-track machine, and it turned out pretty damn good, and we have that with us tonight.
I remember this afternoon, the afternoon that was recorded. It was a long time ago now, sometime in the early 90s, but I remember we tend to sing with our eyes shut because we're kind of half asleep, and I opened my eyes, I looked out, and there was somebody in the crowd with a monkey. I remember, it's the only time in my life I've ever played to a monkey.
That moment of realization is actually on the CD as well. Andy says, there's a man out there with a monkey. Right.
Cross my heart and hope to die, all in good time, but not before I've lived my life, all in good time. Let's see how this thing unfolds, all in good time. It's like an onion or a rose, all in good time. She loves me not, all in good time. I thought I knew, but I forgot, all in good time. Maybe yes and maybe no, all in good time. More than likely, I suppose, all in good time. Goodness me, for goodness sake, good things come to those who wait. Sometimes you get the bad things too. Sometimes you got time to kill, sometimes barely time to live. All in all, you seem to muddle through. Good things come to those who wait. Sometimes you get bad things too. Sometimes you got time to kill, sometimes barely time to live. But all in all, you seem to muddle through. I've seen love run hot and cold, all in good time. I've held it close and let it go, all in good time. I hope I live till I get old, all in good time. 'Cause all my life I have been told, it's all in good time. All my life I have been told, all in good time. Na 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 na. Thank you.
I have a cold.
You're just getting old. I'm not.
Actually, today I threw away a bus ticket. I'm so old that in England I get free buses. And I just threw away a bus ticket in Paris, and I said, I bet I'm the only person in Paris throwing this bus ticket away today.
And you were right.
Who knows? There may be some other old chap.
Do you get free bus tickets here in France when you reach a certain age? Yeah? Yeah. You have a good social system here, don't you? I know you pay a lot for it, but they take care of you, don't they?
I have a lot of family in France, and I remember, I don't know if it still holds good, but they used to qualify this thing called the famille nombreuse, which meant that there was enough of them to get all sorts of concessions. If you had enough kids, you know, they had like 7 kids or something. I can't remember if it was a card or something, but I remember the famille nombreuse was always like...
What do you get?
Well, just free stuff, you know.
I like free stuff.
Yeah.
Should we do one more and then take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got one I know?
I have one I know.
Okay. That's a start. After Thursday.
I think Andy is alluding to the fact that on Thursday I tried to start a song 3 times. And couldn't remember the lyrics. But tonight I will remember the lyrics because maybe if I can find them.
Said she felt like a spare wheel on that 4th of July. She just needed to talk to somebody, and he caught her eye. She was in from San Angelo on her very first try. She thought he looked pretty cute out there for a local guy. He was fresh out of high school. He'd never been with no girl. He thought she didn't belong in a caked up dance hall world. And she said, I don't know what possessed me, got me up on my feet. I had a vision of the two of us out there, she said, Rosa. It was a July night when the blues came down. A July night in that one horse town. A July night when the blues came down in Greenhall. Well, they'd been out in El Paso on a third honeymoon. Why is it always the quiet ones that leave so soon? And she said, I won't forget my confusion. Turned to smile, he was gone. He'd been humming some kind of gospel tune about a some glad morning. And she said, I saw him fall in slow motion. I just heard him hit the floor. I don't recall ever seeing them boys around here before. It was a July night when the blues came down. A July night in that sawdust town. A July night when the blues came down in Greenhall. She said, This is my dance of forgiveness. It's my dance of regret. It's my dance of remembrance. I'm not about to forget. Don't want to talk about Texas. Don't want to talk about trust. Can't even think about family. And I can't even think about blood. Don't want to talk about salvation or true love and defeat. I just want to think about him and me, she said, Rosa and It was a July night when the blues came down. A July night in that one horse town. A July night when the blues came down. It was a July night when the blues came down. A July night in that sawdust town. It was a July night when the blues came down. In green. Said she felt like a spare wheel on that 4th of July.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Well, it's all this inclement weather.
You think?
No, you're just old. All my bits of paper. It's a must. Huh? My double shakes.
It was great on them.
All in Good Time.
No, it was on them. I tell you what, it really was surprised me. It was on the Not Just Stars.
Oh yeah.
It sounded great.
Good. Good. So who won the raffle? Not you. No, that's the story of my life. Who won the raffle? Not me. Well, I don't see our host anywhere, so...
Just gone. Over it.
Is he upstairs? Do you think we have his approval to play? That's all right. I've been gone before. Did you know that joke about the the hippie. Do you remember when hippies were actually beatniks? Do you remember? No, you don't, do you? No. Does anyone remember when pre-hippies, when they were actually called beatniks? Yeah. Well, there's a story about a beatnik who went into a cafe. You know, they used to have their own jargon, their own lingo. And there's a story about a beatnik who went into a cafe. And he said to the man behind the counter, "Give me a crazy piece of cake, man." And the man behind the counter said, "Cake's all gone." And the beatnik said, "Crazy, man, give me two pieces." So, are you going to shout it from there? I'm insisting that he introduces.
All right. Well,
yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, and a really good one this time. You know? That's more like it. Well, seeing as it's Saturday, we're gonna do something. We're gonna start off with a little bit different. It's my idea, and Andy's just sort of humouring me and going along with it. So, I think at the back of his mind, he thinks it's not gonna work. Well, they all said Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And sometimes she'd act like a little girl. A deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trade. And sometimes a bottle of perfume, candy or even some lace. And men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets, but their intentions were easily traced. And everybody knew at times she cried. Ah, but women like Louise, they get by. And everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in her room, 'cause they'd always put her down beneath their kind. But still some cried when she died this afternoon. Now Louise rode home on the mail train. Somewhere to the south, I heard them say, too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad she had to go this way. Ah, but the wind, it's blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise.
Hardship comes from everywhere. Nothing rhymes and you don't care. It's all for one and fair is fair. And I am shattered. Promise me, oh God, my home. Place a man on every floor. By the windows, lock the but leave me on the inside, not the outside. Say you care, say you care for my country. Say a prayer, say a prayer. If you come and I'm not there, you've decided who's to blame. And if you see confusion there, then I am gone forever, not for. Brother, he lies on the ground. He never saw the right of way. Indecision left him there. Now he is gone forever, not for better. Say you care, say you care for my country. Say a prayer for you and her. Say a prayer
bottle top significant?
No.
Okay. It's bothering me.
when we travel as Plain Song, I normally travel with a lot of instruments. I play mandolin and bouzouki and Appalachian dulcimer and all sorts of stuff. And this normally I play on bouzouki, so it's a bit of a... But we got away with it on Thursday, so we'll do it. It's called Lost John. Lost John a fiddling through Tennessee. He had no shoes for to cover his feet, begging the women for his bread and meat. Till one woman said, "Get away from here, John, before I take my broom and hurry you on."
He's long gone, where did he go? He fiddled his way through Mexico. He's long gone, where did he go? He fiddled his way through Mexico.
Mexico. He's long, long
way to go.
He lives his way to Mexico. Drink 10 gallons of red hot gin. He's long gone, but he fiddled his way through Mexico. He's long gone, but he fiddled his way through Mexico. He's long gone, but he go. He fiddled his way through Mexico. He's long gone, but he go. He fiddled his way through Mexico.
Thank you. A song of Ian's from the very first album that we ever recorded, which was
35 years ago.
And
when was it?
35 years ago.
I think you said 35 years ago. Surely you're mistaken.
So.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't like that was the first thing that we'd ever recorded. We'd been in the business for like 6 years by then anyway.
And you know, the funny thing is, it's still my favorite Plain Song album. It just, there's something about it that is just magical. It seems to have stood the test of time. It had really good songs on it. We put a lot of sweat into it. We really believed in the band, and we worked very hard on that album. And I don't think, at least for me, I don't think a Plain Song album has really quite reached that same point. One called New Place Now came very close. We added Clive Gregson to the band at that point, and he really lifted us and inspired us, and that's a good album too. But I think the Amelia album is, and they still haven't found her. I don't think they ever will. I don't think they know what they're looking for.
Okay, this is a song called Call the Team.
Just tell me to shut up.
The sun's already shining, so what are you saying to me? 'Cause I'm on a hill and slowly climbing. You can't depend on where I'll be. Mercy knows I'm getting hungry. The years have helped me miss the pain. Everybody knows on time I'll be there once again. King and queen can be relied on, 'cause we know the sound and free from sin.
You tried it once, it was confining. Now I see you're on the road again. And mercy knows I'm getting hungry. The years have helped me miss the pain. Everybody knows on time I'll be there once again. Gotta face the music if you wanna dance. You gotta call the tune if you're throwing high. I wanna see you use it if you're gonna make it. Make it. Said he'd figured out this game, but that was back in 57. Now he says he can't recall my name anymore. And mercy knows I'm getting hungry. Help me miss the pain. Everybody knows on time I'll be there once again. If you're gonna try, you've gotta face the music if you wanna. Gotta call the tune if you're throwing high. Wanna see you use it if you're gonna.
Couple of songs now about Amelia Earhart, which the first album which Ian was talking about before is called In Search of Amelia Earhart, and we're going to do two songs. Well, the second was written by Ian. The first one was a song that we found by a man called Red River Dave McEnery, and it was a song that was written at the time of Amelia Earhart's disappearance in the 30s. So it's kind of the official version, really.
Slightly flawed, of course.
Oh, she was a great woman.
She looked like Mick Jagger.
On a good day. Just a ship out on the ocean, speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying out that day with her partner Captain Noonan on the first day of July. She fell into the ocean far away. And there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. They radioed position and said that all was well, although the fuel within their tanks was low. For they'd land on Howland Island to refuel their monoplane, and then on their trip around the world they go. And there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. SOS was heard. The voice that came was weak, sounded brave. But in the shark-infested waters, their plane came down that day, and our heroes fell into a watery grave. And there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Well, now you've heard the story of this awful tragedy. We pray that they may come home safe again. But in the years to come, though others blaze a trail across the sea, we'll never forget Amelia and her plane. And there's a beautiful, beautiful field far away. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady.
But this is what really happened.
Whoa.
That's not what really happened.
You take it or you leave it, but I'm telling anyhow. 'Cause there's a story you should know. Amelia was a hero in all of your.
That's all they want you to know. 'Cause she landed in the headlines on the first day of July, when her Electra hit the ocean bed. Flying 1,500 miles from her allotted course was not what all the newsstands said. Well, she left with Captain Noonan, her navigating force, from New Guinea to the Howland Isles. And 30 minutes fuel left, no landfall came to cry. And all of us believed them for a while. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, and this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gurney said is only half the truth, then Amelia, and for 30 days the Lexington and others searched the sea before pronouncing Earhart lost. And all was going smoothly while the senators relaxed. But Amelia and Noonan paid the cost, until a CBS man, Gurney, was confused by all these facts. He said there's someone telling lies, because Amelia's plane was not the one they detailed in the news. Why, the fuel tanks alone were twice that size. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, and this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gurney said is only half the truth, then Amelia. And Hazes Salas, one of he had no call to lie. He was working in the harbor that day, when Saipan was a wartime stronghold of the Japanese, and Jesus saw the flyers led away. So who's to point the finger more? So who's to say what's right? Me, I just wanted you to. How brave Amelia Earhart, first lady of the air, and Frederick Noonan ended their careers. Oh, Amelia, it's true, you're the lady of the air, and this I'm not disputing anyhow. But if what Mr. Gurney said is only then Amelia, oh Amelia, yes Amelia.
Thank you.
The moment of, moment of truth. Yes. And those that were here Thursday know exactly what I'm talking about. No problem. Isn't that what I said Thursday?
Yeah, this,
It was his fault.
What, I introduced the senior moment.
Yes, I think that was it, yes. The senior moment. and I had it. Andy and I both became big Richard Farina fans back in the late 60s, early 70s. I was turned on to Richard Farina by working with Fairport, and I think they knew about him through Joe Boyd, who was our manager and producer and mentor, and he brought lots of good things to our attention, and Richard Farina was one of them. And we ended up doing one of his songs, Reno, Nevada. We did it live on stage. We never actually recorded it for an album, but it was enough for me to pursue Richard Farina's songs. And when Plainsong came about, I think we didn't record this song with Plainsong either, no. Did we? No.
I think we did it live.
Maybe. Yeah, we did it live, and we did a song called Bold Marauder live as well. And since then, on this album, New Place Now, we did yet another Richard Farina song called Another Country, which we're not even going to touch tonight.
Sidewalk had a noise in my head. Loudspeakers babbling, but nothing was said. 27 companies of female Marines. There were presidential candidates in new Levi jeans. It was the red, white, and blue planning how to endure. The fife, drum, and bugle marching down on the poor, singing God Bless America without any doubt. And I figured it was time to get out. Well, I had to flee the in-between scene, good people. I went and got undone in the sun, good people. And tourist information said to get on this kick, 'cause you ain't moving till you're grooving with a cube and a chick. And I stepped on a plane, took a pill for my brain, and I discovered I was feeling alright. When I strolled down the Prado, people looked at me weird. Who's that hippie hoppy character without any beard? Drinking juice from papaya, singing songs to the trees, dancing mambo on the beaches, spreading social disease. Now the Castro convertible is changing its style. There's a whole lot of action on a blockaded aisle. When along comes a summons in the middle of night, saying, buddy, we're about to indict. Kind of remote. When a patriotic mother dragged me down by the throat. If they ask you a question, they expect a reply. And does it matter if you're fixing a die? Well, I was lying there unconscious, feeling kind of exempt. When the judge said the silence was a sign of contempt, he took out his gavel, banged me hard on the head. He'd find me 10 years in prison and a whole lot of bread. Red, white, and blue, making war on the poor. Blind Mother Justice on a pile of manure. Say your prayers and the pledge of allegiance every night, and tomorrow you'll be feeling alright. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now watch me forget the next one.
He lives, he breathes, he has a brain cell.
Indeed. I think we're going to do a Richard Thompson song. What do you think?
That's what it says here.
That's what it says there. Must be true. Our friend Julian Dawson, can I call him our friend?
Yeah.
Our friend Julian Dawson is very fond of telling the story of how we came by this song. It's a Richard song, and it was given on a cassette to Julian to pass on to Dolores Keane, who is an Irish singer. And she was planning on doing this song on her album. And just for kicks, Julian took the cassette home and listened to the song, and it never made it to Ireland. It stayed in his house, and we were getting ready to do a Plain Song album, and Julian decided that it was ours. And I'm glad he did. It's become one of those songs that I don't know about you, but I do it even when I'm playing solo. And
I've never done it solo, no.
You will.
I love the song.
It's a song about Elvis, the dead one.
It's the Scotty Moore.
That's Elvis, yes, yes. Oh, she dressed in the dark, and she whispered amen. She was pretty and pink like a young girl again. 20 years married, and she never thought twice. She slipped out of the back door and into the night. And silver wings carried her over the sea. From the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee. To be with a sweetheart, she left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. And she was humming Suspicion, 'cause that's the song she liked best. And she had Elvis, I Love You, tattooed on her breast. And when they landed in Memphis, her heart beat so fast. 'Cause she'd dreamed for so long, now she'd see him at last. And she knelt by his graveside day after day. And come closing time, they would pull her away. To be with a sweetheart, she left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. And in the thousands they came from the whole human race, just to pay their respects at his last resting place. And blindly she knelt there, and she told him her dreams. And she thought that he answered her, that's how it seemed. And when they dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, my dear man, are you out of your don't you know that we're married? See, I'm wearing his ring. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
I'm a little town boy never felt free. I was tied to my job, tied to my people, living like chili bean in a can. Went along one day, come a yo-yo man. In the wrong place?
You gave. There you go.
We'll start again. Hey, I'm going to tune up. I think it was me, not him.
2-0.
In fairness. No. I think that was down to me. As I get older, I tend to sing him a semitone flat.
I'll go there if you want.
No. Take two. I'm a little town boy, never feel free. Tied to my job, tied to my people, living like chili bean in a can. Went along one day, come yo-yo man. He went where he wanted and he did what he pleased. Never had it hard, had a living come easy. Mighty good words from a mighty young man. Gonna leave my home and my friends if I can be yo-yo man. Playground putting on a show, talking to the little kids, listen to me yo-yo. I see cold scooter pie, sleeping at the Y. So I left my home and I went out west. I headed up north to see which I like best. Bright light cities and little dark towns. Yo-yo man, he's gotta get around. I'm an itching for a ride when my traveling's free. All the city living signs look alike to me. Traveling man's like yo. Once he gets his baby, well, he just can't stop. He's a yo-yo man at the playground, putting on a show, talking to the little kids, and listen to me yo-yo. Or a sink on a scooter pie, sleeping at the Y.
We could just do one more show tomorrow. I told the people that were here Thursday about Mark Jimino, and I can't say enough good things about his songwriting. He is so incredibly underrated and underexposed. How many people here know who Mark Jimino is? If you weren't here Thursday night as well, if you hadn't been here Thursday night and heard me talking about Mark Jimino, how many people would have known of his existence? That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, he, again, you know, on Thursday I mentioned this album that he made. I forget what year he made it. In the mid-90s?
1990, I think, Radar Town.
1990,
yeah.
An album called Radar Town that is just phenomenal. It has has terrific songs on it. I listened to it over and over and over, and actually ended up being so influenced by it. He had a song on there, I think it's the first track on the album, and I ended up writing a song called The Back of the Bus, partly because I was so influenced by this first song on his album. And we recorded one song with Plainsong. We started doing it live and ended up recording it on an album called Voices Electric. Why did we call the album Voices Electric?
Because we had a song called Voices Electric, and then we just took that as the title.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, forgot about that.
Yeah. You know, I used the Mark Jimino song in a movie. I have another career, or have for a time, a career writing music for movies. And one of the things they do when they cut films, and this was a Disney film, and we're doing it in Hollywood. It was a proper, real grown-up movie. They do what's called temp scoring. So they cut the film, and they use stuff, you know, music to cut scenes to. And they used the Rolling Stones for a scene. Well, to use the Rolling Stones in your movie, it's going to cost you $1.5 million to get the rights to actually use the music when you finish the movie. And they didn't know. They were tearing their hair out because the scene worked really well with the Rolling Stones cut to it. And I said, well, I just think this might work. And I got Sally, my partner, to send out my copy of Radar Town. And we took a song called Let Freedom Ring. And I cut that onto the scene, and it just rocked, and they loved it. And he got like $35,000 for the use of the song.
Good,
but I mean,
him.
That's you know, 5% of what the Rolling Stones would have charged. But
and that, incidentally, is the song that influenced Back of the Bus as
Let
well.
Let Freedom Ring.
Let Freedom Ring. Yeah.
Great song.
It's a terrific way to start an album.
Go.
If you ever see that album, just buy it. You know, send me the bill, but just buy it. It's you won't be disappointed.
There's a rat in the kitchen, a snake in the hall. One has the most, while the other has it all. And they both share this common disease, this malignant when found. Well, they both think the meaning of free enterprise is to own just as much as you can see with your eyes. But hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. Well, they started out innocent, too innocent to mention, when they made their first deals with all honest intention. The rules of the game had been shifted around. So in order to survive and protect their positions, yeah, they joined in the ranks, started paying their tuitions. 'Cause hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. Well, the game became fun as the profits got large. So they bought off their conscience by creating more jobs. They even set up a scholarship fund for those most profound. Yeah, they gave to the needy and they gave to the poor. Oh, they covered themselves like two bus station whores. 'Cause hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. There ain't a whole out of money, money in this town. There ain't a whole lot of money in this town. And one day up to them boys with his hand on his spleen. He said the books look good, and if you're ready to sell, I'd do it now. So a large corporation, much bigger than them, made the rat and the snake two very rich men. But hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. There's a man out there somewhere who's just learned to hate, for giving blood, sweat, and tears to a rat and a snake, only later to be fired when his company got shuffled around. He had to go home to his wife, set the children, take them all by the hand and look them right in the face and say, hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. There ain't a whole lot of money, money in this town. There's a rat in the kitchen, a snake in the hall, and they're selling their souls for some big windfall to this large corporate dinosaur king who wears greed like a crown. And out of the hands of Christians and the hands of they got small private businesses shining their shoes. But hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town. I said, hey, there ain't a whole lot of money in this town.
Mark Cimino. Yeah, the way he does it too, he has this incredible string arrangement on it that just sort of builds from nothing and to this huge crescendo, and you won't be disappointed.
If you can find
it. If you can find it, yes. If you can't find it, let me know and I'll burn you a copy.
But for free. Don't let Mark know.
I think Mark would be very happy that I burned copies for people.
Really?
Yes, I do. He made a couple more albums after that, but I think they somehow got lost in the shuffle. And I was living in Texas at the time, and he came to Austin and played at a place called the Cactus Cafe at the University of Texas. And I was so excited about him coming to play at the Cactus. And I got down there, and there were three people in the audience.
Oh, man.
Including me. Three people.
That's crap.
That's what I thought. Anyway.
Alrighty, this is another song from the Amelia Earhart album. Which we learned from an album by two musicians called Jerry Yester and Judy Hansky. Judy Hansky was a great singer. They were both great writers. And this is another of the great albums, if you ever get a chance to find it. It was out on CD fairly recently, but I think it's kind of gone now. It's an album called Farewell Aldebaran. And there's some terrific stuff on it.
If you want this one burning, call Andy.
So it has this song on it.
Hold on one second.
Thank you. From your sleep, the time it is all gone. Give your little bear her head and she will take you home. Give your little bear her head and she will take you home. Shake you, Rita, from your sleep, the time is all gone. Rita, she cries, this tear. Anywhere to go, have you? Just checking.
Is there anything good happening on Saturday night in Terrace? Just us.
I just got a horrible suspicion that this one could run and run, you see, that's the thing. I think.
But we'll stop, you know, if you insist, we'll just
when you get fed up.
We'll just stop.
To be, sir.
Let's try believing in you.
Okay, did I write anything? I must have written them down somewhere.
I capo on the fourth fret. Does that help?
And play it in
D.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it does a bit, yeah.
You're probably guessing, we haven't played this one yet.
Well, there's a few that we haven't really played in 7 years or something. So. But I wrote this on something.
If you want to find it, I can wait.
It might be handy. I mean, I don't know whether it's in here or not. I had a piece of paper. Remember a little piece of paper and I wrote...
No.
I wrote stuff like...
Well, as long as we're in the same key, we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's my mind, leaving these old days behind, finding new ways with you, looking into. I discovered a place here with your hands on my face. Yours is the kindest of all, the kindness that shattered that disappearing wall. Many a year will come and go, but you will always know that I will always be believing in you. Believing in you. Just the brush of your hand, that's how it all began. It's not what I meant to say, not in that way. Say it doesn't depend on whether we twist or bend, or whether we stand or fall. As long as we shatter that disappearing wall, many a year will come and go, but you will always know that I will always be believing in you. I'm
believing in you. Whether we twist our band, or whether we stand or fall, as long as we shatter that disappearing wall. 'Cause many a year will come and go, but you will always know that I will always be believing in you. I'm believing in you. Believing in you. I'm believing in you.
Brave.
Yeah.
That song is on an album that Plainsong made called New Place Now, which, again, I said it earlier, and I really believe that that is almost on a par with the Amelia Earhart album. So there.
Okay, I've sprung this one on Ian. He's...
You'll be all right, you can sing.
I think I have some chords here.
Oh, you do?
I believe so. Not that I can read them. Maybe I'll just sing.
Okay. This is it was a song that we actually recorded with Plainsong, but... never came out as a Plainsong track. It ended up on a solo album of mine because it was on the second album, which never came out until really quite recently.
Was it?
Yep. I'm telling them, not you. I know you know.
I didn't, actually.
So there's a song called Urban Cowboy. Won't you pity the urban cowboy as he walks so cool and slow? He'd really like to act his age, but his age was long ago. Make up your mind and take that train, you could be with him today. There's too much time to say it in, and nothing left to say. Dream on, lonely cowboy, too sad to make the change. For the laughing, bright-eyed city girls will keep you from. For a long, some time before you, he loved another well. But the lady's gone away now, where she is there's few can tell. And the man with all the answers waits alone for you to come. He sits and feeds upon his dreams, and he'll surely save you some. Dream on, old cowboy, too sad to make a change. For the laughing, sunset, the urban cowboy strolls, a nameless fading memory, while the final credit rolls. His mind is on the Longhorns, though he walks a city streets, and you're not there to see him brush the trail dust from his feet. Dream on, lonely cowboy, too old to make the change. Bright-eyed city girls will keep you from the range.
So, rouse yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, ballad fans. I had a cheat on this.
Yeah. Can you read it, though?
Probably not.
Tug on the rope, give the bell a good chime. Supper's on the table, day's all done. Papa's on the stoop for the evening sun. Now a little boy lost, little boy blue. Pretty maid say, how do you do? Black dog chewing on a favorite stick. You're never gonna teach that dog new tricks. Hey-ho, down in the mine. Tug on the rope, give the bell a good chime. Supper's on the table, day's all done. Papa's on the stoop with the evening sun. Now bluebird fly from a sacred place. All God's children fall from grace. Preacher been a giving him a second look, but nothing he says gonna be in the book. Hey-ho, down in the mine. Tug on the rope, give the bell a good shine. Supper's on the table, day's all done. Papa's on the stoop with the evening sun. When Papa get done with his 6 to 4, pay no mind to work no more. Rap on the screen door, hang up a sign. Mama and Papa have a pretty good time. Hey-ho, down in the mine. Tug on the rope, give the bell a good chime. Supper's on the table, day's all done. Papa's on the stoop with the evening sun. So throw on your good shoes, slip on a dress. Mama's gonna shine in a Sunday best. Kids in the back seat, big ones up front. We're going to a dance in the evening sun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
What key do you have?
I have E minor.
Okay, that'll be
the people's key.
This is another Richard Farina song, and it's we did it on Thursday night, kind of as an afterthought, really. But it's quite scary, actually. As songs go, this is about as scary as they come.
It's quite violent, isn't it?
It's really
makes you wonder about the man.
Well, he was a poet, and it's just imagery, but it's pretty scary imagery.
Speaking of poets, Andy and I went wandering around the streets and the shops of Paris this morning, and we went into this bookshop and we found this amazing book called Ali Rap. Have you seen that book? It's all about Muhammad Ali, and it's all stuff that he's said. It's about this thing. He said a lot of things. And I think he believed all of it, too. And there's this one page where he's on a flight, and the stewardess says to him, buckle your seatbelt, please, Mr. Ali. And Ali says, Superman don't need no seatbelt. And the stewardess says, Superman don't need no plane either.
There's another quote in there. He was talking to Joe Louis, right? It was, you know, another great black heavyweight. And Ali said, I'm the fastest that ever lived. And Joe Louis said, well, yeah, I mean, in the heavyweight division, right? And Ali said, no, I'm the fastest that ever lived. And Joe Louis said, well, what about, you know, Sugar Ray Robinson and Willie Papp? And Ali said, you want me to prove it? And Joe Louis said, yes. So Ali said, you want to see it again? Brilliant. It's a great book. Absolutely unmissable. It's hi-ho, hey. I am the bold marauder. Hi ho hey. I am the white destroyer. For I will buy you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure, and I will bring you a widow in flag, and I will be your mentor, and I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar, and I will show you blood on a stone, and I will be your lover. And night will be our dark. And lead you to the hunter, and I will show you thunder and steel, I will be your teacher, and we will dress in helmet and sword, and dip our tongues in slaughter, and we will sing a warrior's song, and lift the praise of murder. And Christ will be
darling. Fear will be our and I will be your mother, and I will go to ravage and kill, and I will go to plunder, and I will take your fury to wife, and I will be your father, and death will be our darling.
Smiles, no chuckles.
How about we do Souling Song and Cristoforo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to do Compass and Chart.
Would you now?
I'd like to do Ricochet.
Would you now?
I'd like to do I Believe in You.
Right. Then so be it.
Key E minor.
The people's key.
I like this guitar a lot, really, for a cheap old bit of Korean crap, but it doesn't go in tune very well. I have to keep tweaking it a bit. But it's a really great sounding guitar.
You get what you pay for.
And I didn't pay very much, which is what's so great about it. Little and light and cheap. A soul, a soul, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry. Any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, two for Paul. Three for him that made us all. My feet are very dirty and my shoes are very thin. I've got a little pocket I can put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. A soul, cake. Please get Mrs. a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry. Any good thing to make us merry. One for Peter, two for Paul. Three for him that made us
My name you may or may not know. It's Juan Rodriguez Bermeo. I am a simple man of Christ, believer in the afterlife. Whereabouts I cannot guess. This ocean, she's a wilderness. This ship becomes a living hell. We sail for good Queen Isabella. A destination still unknown. I feel the seeds of doubt been sown. I hear the voices in myself. Columbo, may he rot in hell. We're men of God, men of Spain, with Bible, sword and musket cane. Men of war, men of lies, I curse the man who made me Christopher O'Leary. Our captain, he's a heretic. We have no cause but seize the ship. So help me, Lord, if I should die, to see through Cristoforo's eyes. As you're my witness here tonight, we may not make it home alive. We may not see the rising sun. I smell his blood on every man. We're men of God, men of Spain, with Bible, sword and musket cane. Men of war, men of lies, I curse the man who made me Christopher. The light, does it deceive me now? This land out off the starboard bow. Sound the bell, our captain cries. All hail to Cristoforo's eyes. To every sailor in this fleet, we have performed a noble feat. But Cristoforo, it is he who will go down in history. We're men of God, men of Spain, with Bible, sword and musket cane. Men of war, men of lies, I curse the man who made me Cristoforo's eyes. And my name you may or may not know, it's Juan Rodriguez Bermeo. I sailed beneath the flag of Spain to serve and go.
I think we're going to play one more song and throw you out into the cold Paris night. It is getting cold, isn't it? Must be near Christmas.
Don't forget the CDs over here.
Speaking of Christmas, I live in the Netherlands. I live in the south of Holland, and we've already had Christmas there. We have this thing called Sinterklaas, that comes at the beginning of the month. So it's all done and dusted for me. Yeah. He lives in Spain.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
No wonder the Netherlands, you know, like not rulers of the universe.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of a philosophy is that? So
and he has all...
That's religion, is it?
Or rumour.
Father Christmas lives in Spain.
He lives in Spain, yes.
We all know that's rubbish. Father Christmas lives in Lapland. Right? He lives at the North Pole,
and
right?
He has all these helpers called Black Pete.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they're all these
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And they live in Spain too.
This is another song from the New Place Now CD, of which there are several over there. And it's a song called Ricochet.
Have a nice Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. To say into the song is exhibit A. You miss me when I came to play, but I got hit by your ricochet. Love is good, it's here. Stay a tender love tonight, today. Enter this song is exhibit A.
Andy Roberts
and Ian Matthews right here. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thanks to Hervé.
Woo!
could leave in you and Robin.
Okay.
Yeah? Just to do something a bit different.
So where I find out, I don't know what keys are all in.
It's in A, basically. But not really.
Yeah, right.
Not
well,
me.
Might be me.
Not me.
It is me.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
3-0.
Okay.
Man U play Liverpool tomorrow. Big game. Big game. Chelsea play Arsenal. Do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah. I care. I care. I've been a Manchester United fan since I was 7 years old. I, if I may... I'd like to tell you this little story. The first real disaster in my life came when I was quite young, in 1958, when the plane carrying Busby's Babes crashed in Munich, and I remember going home from school and my mum telling me about this, and I don't think life was ever the same for me for several years. And a few years back, about 12, 13 years ago, I eventually wrote a song about that disaster. It's called Busby's Babes. And I put it on an album called Pure and Crooked. And I always intended to try and get that song to the club and just let them hear it, see what they thought of it. And I just never got it together. Until last year, when a friend of mine I was visiting in Yorkshire said, let's go to Old Trafford and do the museum tour, because they have this great museum down in the basement. And I thought, well, if we're going to go and do this tour, I might as well take a CD with me and try and give it to them so they can hear the song. So I took a CD with me, and somehow I managed to meet the curator of the museum, and I told him that I'd been a fan since I was a child, and I gave him the CD, and he promised he'd listen to the song and let me know what they thought. And I didn't hear anything for a month or 6 weeks, and I'd almost forgotten about it. And then one day an email popped up on my computer that said info@ManchesterUnited, and I thought, phew. So I opened it up, and the man said in his email, we listened to your song finally, and we really like it a lot, and with your permission, we'd like to permanently install. You all right?
Yeah,
I haven't got to the punchline yet. People are falling over. He said, with your permission, we'd like to permanently install a set of the lyrics in our Munich air disaster section of the museum. And for me, that was nirvana. I mean, that's my Grammy right there. You can keep all that other stuff. It just gives me that permanent connection with the club. And he also said that that this year was the 50th anniversary of Munich, and they were going to be having some celebrations to commemorate it throughout the season, beginning in January. And if they called me to sing the song before a match, would I do it? Of course, I turned them down flat.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, have to call that. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just I'm just waiting to see what happens. I haven't had a call yet, but
can I be in the band? You know?
Yeah, that'd be tremendous, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But
excellent.
Has absolutely nothing to do with this next song, but I just wanted to share that with you. My Grammy.
Now that you've found yourself losing your mind, are you here again? Knowing that what you once thought was real is gone. and changing. And now that you've made yourself love me, do you think I can change it in a day? How can I place you above me? Am I lying to you when I say that I believe in you? Ooh, oh, oh, I believe in you. And coming to you at night, I hear my questions, I feel my let it all out. And now that you've made yourself love me, do you think I can change it in a day? And how can I place you above me? Am I lying to you when I say that I believe?
Thank you. Well, as I explained again on Thursday, you know, Andy and I grew up listening to a lot of English traditional music, and whenever possible, we we try and acknowledge that by embracing that music, and I think we should finish off the night with something traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. One, two, one, two, three. Twiddly-diddly-dee. Twiddly diddly dee, 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 tweet, tweet, twiddly dee. Well, the rocks and the treetops all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing that song. Every little bird on Jaybird Street just loves to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin, tweet, twiddly dee, rockin' robin, tweet, twiddly dee. Go rockin' robin, really gonna rock tonight. Well, every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flapping them wings, saying, go bird, go rockin' robin, tweet, twiddly-dee, rockin' robin, tweet, twiddly-dee, go rockin' robin, really gonna rock tonight. Thank you. this dance. It taught him how to do the bop, and it was grand. Started going steady, and I bless my soul. The owl bop, the buzzard, and the Oreo. Rockin' Robin Tweet, Tweedledee. Rockin' Robin Tweet, Tweedledee. Go Rockin' Robin, really gonna rock tonight.
Thanks again. Thank you very much. Andy Roberts.
Ian Matthews.
Plain Song Light.